President Hinckley, President Monson, President Faust, President Packer, Elder Eyring, Elder Zwick, Elder Porter, my wife, my family, and I sustain you with all our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, do we realize the profound miracle that is the translation of the Book of Mormon? A miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Consistent with that definition, the translation of the Book of Mormon by Joseph Smith is indeed a modern-day miracle. The Book of Mormon is presently in print in over 80 languages and is now being translated or prepared for publication in many, many more. Consider the Church's current process of translating the Book of Mormon from English into another language. The Church contracts capable, experienced member translators who are fluent in English as well as their native tongue and who possess integrity and high moral character so that the spirit of inspiration will guide their work. Just as in Joseph Smith's day, the ability to translate Holy Writ today is a spiritual gift from God. Unlike Joseph's day, however, many of our modern translators utilize computers and word processors, lexicons, and encyclopedias to help and guide them in their sacred assignment. The modern work is extensive, and each step must be critically analyzed by Church translation experts. Yet, even with the most capable and advanced technology and the capable member translators, the translation to publication takes about 4 years. Now contrast the translation of the Book of Mormon by young Joseph Smith. Joseph was raised on a farm in upstate New York and was only 24 years of age when he completed his translation from Reformed Egyptian into English. He had little financially and was busy supporting his wife and family. Of necessity, he had to chop wood, care for the animals, patch the house roof. The conditions under which Joseph translated were less than ideal. His life was threatened, and mobs tried to rob him of the plates, requiring him to hide the ancient records and move them from place to place. Joseph had no telephone, no dictating equipment, fax, word processor, or copy machine, not even an electric light. Perhaps Joseph had little formal education, perhaps no more than 3 years of elementary school. Prior to his translation, Joseph had not enrolled in a university, had not received any literary magazines or academic periodicals delivered to his doorstep. He never visited South America or the Near East or Middle East. He belonged to no professional societies, had performed no extensive research projects, nor did he have learned colleagues with whom to discuss the ancient text of the plates. He may have studied basic reading and writing and arithmetic, and perhaps a little American history. We know he read the Bible in English, but by the standards of the world, Joseph was neither a scholar nor a theologian, much less a professional translator of Holy Scriptures. What skills did Joseph possess to aid in his translation? Oliver Cowdery, who was the principal scribe for the Book of Mormon, said of Joseph's source of translating power that the prophet Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon by the gift and power of God with the assistance or means of the Urim and Thummim. Typically, a literary work undergoes extensive revisions and additions before a final, finely tuned draft is completed. For example, Abraham Lincoln rewrote his Gettysburg Address 5 different times, each version varying one from the other. In preparing for this conference address, I had the glorious experience of quietly examining several pages of Joseph's original manuscript of the Book of Mormon, which is safely protected in the church archive. I was overwhelmed at the purity of the transcription, which had only a very few insignificant corrections, such as a misspelled word. Joseph's original translation of the Joseph's original manuscript is so perfect, it could only have come from one source: divine revelation. On Joseph's shoulders rested not only the translation of the Book of Mormon, but also the restoration and reestablishment of the Church of Jesus Christ. Even as Joseph translated, he received many revelations and visitations from heavenly messengers who gave him additional important assignments, such as the restoration of the priesthood and the revelation on baptism. Joseph's many responsibilities often interrupted the translation process, sometimes for several months. Yet once Joseph was free to dedicate his entire effort to translation, the work surged forward, and he translated 8 to 10 pages a day, completing the preponderance of the Book of Mormon in approximately 63 working days. Oliver, reflecting on this miraculous event, testified, "Day after day, I continued uninterrupted to write from his mouth as he translated the history or record called the Book of Mormon." Joseph was the first person in over 1,400 years to read the words of the Savior as written by Nephi, Alma, Mormon, Moroni, and the other prophets of the Book of Mormon. His ability to translate was nothing short of a marvelous work and a wonder. Joseph's original English translation, except for a few minor grammatical and textual emendations, is still the text that we use today and a standard for all language translations of the Book of Mormon. As Nephi of old prophesied, "His words shall whisper unto the ends of the earth for a standard to his people." Could any one of us today produce such a work? Could 1,000 of the world's best theologians or scholars of ancient languages or antiquities write such a similar book of such supernal, transcendent value? No other person with such limited education and facility as Joseph has single-handedly translated in such a short period of time from ancient writings over 500 pages of scriptural text. That translation now has 73 million books in distribution. Joseph's translation of this ancient sacred scripture has withstood the scrutiny of many skeptics. The Book of Mormon stands as a miraculous work for the world to examine. This divine spark from heaven, over 165 years ago, has ignited a flame that is dawning a new day. No wonder the Spirit of God, like a fire, is burning. All over the world, people are seeking the witness of Jesus Christ as found in the Book of Mormon. They come from every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. As was revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith, "The ends of the earth shall inquire after thy name." And why are they seeking after the name of Joseph Smith? Because he is the prophet of the restoration. Because the Book of Mormon testifies that of the divinity and atonement of the Savior Jesus Christ. And as the Book of Mormon testifies, so do I. It is the Word of God, and I bear witness to that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.